You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Welcome to the Urban Sports Scene. We're joined in the studio as usual for the first time. We had a full roster. We got Lil Brother Ray, Will T, Wally, and I'm Fish. Man, how was everybody's weekend? Well, I know how your weekend went. AC,
800 strong, baby. 800 strong.
Yeah, AC was not nice to everyone. And Harold Jewett, if you're listening, you're a jinx as usual. But how was your weekend over there, Wilty?
Mine was cool, man. Finished up school for the semester. You know, chilled out, man.
Now y'all that New York.
Well, you were,
man. I'm sick.
I just want to give a quick shout out, man. Cause you think you know? But you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Team. So I'm about to recommend her to all transit systems around the country, dog. Metro, she can do it here. You Vivian. Think you know, but you have no idea. The doors are closing. And they give you more time with that line, dog. To get on the train, dog. That's my homegirl, man. Shout out, man.
But
hey,
we...
Hey, play that joint right quick.
No.
You want to hear it?
They already played it once. Say it one more time, man.
Sure.
You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
You happy?
There it is, dog.
Man, we about to hop into that pregame. Cam Newton wins the Heisman. Capitals are on a 6-game losing streak. The Capitals also start their HBO special 24/7 with the Penguins. Georgetown loses to the Temple. Boston Red Sox signed Carl Crawford to a 7-year deal. And Cliff Lee decides to return to the Philadelphia Phillies. But, hey, Will T, man, why don't you just talk about our boxing segment that we got over here.
Okay.
You are boxing analyst.
This weekend, Bernard Hopkins fights Jean Pascal in Montreal, Canada for the light heavyweight championship. If Bernard Hopkins is able to pull it off, he'll be the oldest champion in boxing history. He'll be 45 years old in 9 days.
Where are they fighting at?
In Montreal,
Canada. Montreal.
I got a cold, man.
What the? But how come he's in fighting Chad Dawson?
Well, me personally, I think he didn't fight Chad Dawson because the last time he fought a young, hungry fighter like Jermaine Taylor, he didn't get the decision that he felt that he deserved. Obviously, he's fighting Pascal because he sees chinks in his armor. Pascal idolizes Roy Jones. And much like Roy Jones, Pascal throws a lot of looping punches from distances, and Bernard Hopkins will easily be able to counter and pick him off each time. So, me personally, I think that Bernard Hopkins if I had to place odds, I'd say 70% chance that Bernard Hopkins beats Pascal.
Oh, wow. I just thought he was just trying to dodge American boxers. He likes to make that claim.
You think you know? You have no idea. It's Bernard Hopkins.
Man. So, what about we have Vitaly, you know, Klitschko's fighting.
Well, potentially next in the first quarter of 2011, there's a rumor going around that Vladimir Klitschko is going to fight David Haye. Everyone knows that Vladimir Klitschko pulled out of this past weekend's fight, his title defense. So Oscar De La Hoya said that he's trying, because Oscar De La Hoya co-promotes David Haye in America, so he's trying to set up a fight between Vladimir Klitschko and David Haye in Vegas. Or either Wembley Stadium.
Man, who in the is David Haye?
David Haye is he has some historical significance because he's the undisputed cruiserweight champion. The first being Evander Holyfield. So David Haye, a lot of Americans don't know him as of yet. But if he fights Vladimir Klitschko, his speed is definitely going to give Vladimir Klitschko a lot of trouble.
But then David Haye, didn't he say something about he was going to retire after his last fight?
Nah, he said he's going to retire when he turns 31. That's his goal. He said he doesn't want to box after he's 31. So I think David Haye, he's relatively young. He's like 28, 29, so he has a couple more years in the game.
I know.
I ain't know 28, 29 was young. They retired at 31.
It is.
Haynesworth is 29.
Yeah, I think his last fight was Aldi Harrison.
Ollie Harrison.
And I mean, in terms of his comparability to Vladimir Klitschko, they're both about 6'5", and I think both have the same reach. Oh, man, I think his reach is, Harrison's reach is longer than Klitschko's.
Yeah. So, a lot of people say he took the Harrison fight just shadow what it would be like being in the ring with one of the Klitschko brothers.
Didn't one of y'all boys fight this weekend?
Yeah.
That's not my boy, Luke. Friend of mine, brother.
I'm cool with
Lamont Peterson, he fought Victor Ortiz on the undercard fight on the Amir Khan card on this past Saturday in Vegas. It was a majority draw. One of the judges had it for him and then the other two judges had it as a draw. It was a good fight. I think it's a fight that people will want to see in due time, but it's a fight that I think both of them need probably like two or three fights down the line. And then when one of them has a title, it'll be a more viable fight.
Yeah, and Peterson got knocked down twice and, you know, still was able to get a draw, so it shows the heart of Peterson, definitely.
Yeah, he definitely fought back in that fight.
Man, I'll be honest with you, I don't really want to see him fight again. I'd rather go see the Mickey Ward movie with Marky Mark and the Fun Bunch. But we about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to be talking Redskins football.
I'm a champion, realize Shaq's mechanism. Yah, 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 yah. Yah, yah, yah.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. Hey, Wally, let these folks know how to reach us.
You can check us out at www.wallyo.podbeam.com. Email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. Search us on iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter.
Aren't you guys going to be on the show upcoming this Thursday?
Yeah, matter of fact, Ray and I will be on Sports Crib Podcast on Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Steelers fan.
Man, I don't even know where to start with this Skins game. I mean, unfortunately, you know, we was on the road a little bit for a good portion of the game, but the highlights that I did see, man, it wasn't really that great. Even though Ryan Terrain was killing me, what you guys think about the game Sunday?
We lost.
I mean, it's
so explanatory.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. I mean, once again, the Redskins' offense isn't effective, can't consistently put together a drive. The defense can't get off the field and make stops when they need to, and they blew a lead. Once again, I mean, the same thing.
It's the talent. It's the same people. That's why. It's the same team.
Everybody says it's a new regime. Everyone says it's a new regime, but it's the same team.
I've heard this excuse in terms of say people say the talent. I mean, it's not the best talent in the world, but there was a guy who, like I said, who in his first, you know, he forgot a lot of football supposedly. And took the same team to 10-6, 9-7. Didn't struggle this bad. Defense was okay. And his name was Joe Gibbs. If Shanahan is such a great coach,
why can't he do the same?
How come he can't do the same thing? That's all I'm asking for. If you know your talent, play the coach to your talent.
If you think about it, the best coaches throughout the history of football have always, they've adjusted their system to the talent they had. You look up in New England, Randy Moss leaves, what do? Dink and dump you all the way down the field. A couple of years when the Steelers was winning the Super Bowl, they didn't have a physical running game, so what did Ben Roethlisberger do? He used the passing game and great defense, and they won a championship.
I don't like Shanahan right now, but at the same time, when Gibbs came back, his first year wasn't good. When Parcells returned to the Cowboys, his first year wasn't good.
When Parcells returned to the Cowboys, he took him to the playoffs.
Yeah, because they got that fluke play, Matt Bryant kicking the ball out of bounds. Do you remember that play on Monday night? If it weren't for that,
they went 10-6. Yeah. It was a 10-6 team. I think the thing with the Skins right now, I mean, it's easy to say talent and coaching, but at the same time, you should be able to the way they're losing is a way that they shouldn't be losing, because it's not like they're losing or getting physically or just lack of talent. They're losing because of, like, you can take the prime example is to play an extra point on Sunday, a simple extra point, and he misses.
The coaching, the time management, the same problems that Joe Gibbs had and some other individuals. I mean, like I said, what I'm talking about, this talent on this team, Joe Gibbs took to the playoffs. This same talent, the same core players on this team, Joe Gibbs took to the playoffs. When they were even better. That's all I'm saying. When they were even better.
He had a different Portis, and he took him to the playoffs in his second year, not his first year.
He had Santana Moss. Matter of fact, there are more first round defensive players on their team this year than they were when Joe Gibbs came his second time around.
The reason why I was done, they ain't catching me.
That's all I'm saying. Better.
Bottom line.
You got Carlos D'Angelo.
He ain't catching me. D'Angelo's overrated.
I'm telling you, talent-wise, it's better than that team.
DeRon's been hurt.
Better talent-wise, better than that team. Talent-wise, on defense alone is better.
On defense?
Alone.
I'm not defending Hazlitt here. I'm defending more Shanahan.
It's still a team. That's all I'm saying. It's still a team.
Look how passionate he is about this 4-9 argument.
Shanahan decided to change to a 3-4 without personnel. Let's keep it moving. I mean, because someone, a fan over here, a different fan is talking about something he don't know. That's my problem.
A different fan.
Let's keep it moving.
You're a Falcon fan is talking about something he doesn't know.
Say it again.
Well, the Redskins released their punter today, Hunter Smith. Should they have released Graham Gano instead? What you guys think about that, though?
Of course, Graham Gano, he missed, 10 kicks this year? I think he should have been gone, but I think they're looking at it.
You like
a
different team, though, so you don't know what you're talking about.
Shit. I mean, you have a valid point, so, you know. Graham Cano's missed 10 kicks. I mean, even though that last extra point wasn't his fault, it was Hunter Smith's fault. He couldn't get the ball down.
They say Hunter Smith, but the long snapper, it was a pretty high snap. And at the same time, we talking about it was during the rain. If that snap would have came chest-wise, where normal snaps supposed to come out from a long snapper, he probably puts it down and makes it, but they don't release the long snapper, do they?
Nah, I mean, to me, for Graham Gano, most of his kicks that he did miss prior were from, 50, from most of those 10 that people were talking about, like half of it was from 50. The last game was probably that he actually missed, 34-yard kick or something.
So who would you say is the blame for the loss?
For the team?
For Sunday's game.
The same old, same old. It's coaching staff. Coach better. Win games.
What about you over there, Will G?
First, I would have to agree with Wally. It's the coaching staff. Some of it's the coaching. But also, it's the players. It's the players you have. You don't have any talent at the skill position.
Ray, I know you're ready to let loose at them, man. Go ahead. What about you over there?
Nah, man. I'm done, man. Because it was a whole lot of passion coming at me with what y'all, 5-9?
It's okay. How many Super Bowl championships we have?
Hey, that's another topic for another day. That's a normal argument.
They always try to jump on the path.
At the end of the season, the topic might change for that.
A lot of people listen to the show and don't even remember that. Because you said earlier, episode or two ago, people don't remember Barry Sanders.
You're right.
So if people don't remember Barry Sanders, then people don't remember when the Redskins were punishing people in the Capitol, quote unquote.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Wally.
You got a point. I can't even care.
Who remembers?
What you think the Redskins need to do in the offseason to get better, though? Either free agency or during the draft?
Draft wise, start from there.
Sell the team to Magic. Get them out of here. Go to LA.
I would say they should try to maybe get a young quarterback. Also, I would say get some players in terms that can fit the 3-4 scheme.
Yeah, that's Lorenzo Alexander, man.
I would say make sure y'all don't trade y'all first round picks away. That's the main thing.
I think y'all dropped the ball as far as being able to get more picks with not trading Haynesworth back. But I know this is a couple weeks back. I haven't been here. I haven't had a chance to voice my opinion. But y'all dropped the ball. Y'all could have at least had a fifth and a fourth for Albert Haynesworth. That's two additional picks. That's depth.
And that's a headache y'all could have got rid of.
Exactly.
That's depth.
What are you going to get for him now? Nothing.
I don't know. But now fifth and fourth.
You're not going to get nothing for him now.
That's fifth and fourth is basically nothing.
You're not getting nothing.
Depending on what team you're trading into, it's basically nothing.
It's going to be a lockout.
Well, all right. Well, you look at it like this. My producer's giving me the wrap up.
We can talk about Big Albert all off season. We got this all off season.
That's true. Yeah, but the season's over.
Yeah, this is a
skip Cowboy Week. Too. Yeah, this season's over.
This Cowboy Week. I really don't have any outcome for the game. Hopefully they win.
Commercial break.
No,
please.
Let's be real. Cowboys fans don't even consider the Redskins a rival anymore, just because there hasn't been any meaning for the games. I'm sorry. I see Wally's face.
John getting the versus Rex Grossman.
No, I totally agree. I agree.
Essentially, Ray, that's what we might be looking at from all the reports.
John getting the versus Rex Grossman
may be the starting quarterback this week.
I agree.
I mean, there's no. When I was younger, there used to be a lot of, people used to get hyped for Dallas Week around here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now it's not even relevant anymore. I don't even think Cowboy fans really. Fish, you're a Cowboy fan. Do you really consider Redskins
actually,
a rivalry?
I don't think actual real fans
or fans with common sense think it's a rivalry on both sides, honestly.
Right.
This game included, two teams that are under 500 have no chance for the playoffs. It doesn't matter.
All right.
This game doesn't matter to
me. That's true.
Yeah,
let's
move
at least
on. Truthful. You're being truthful.
What's your prediction for the games then, fellas?
Who cares?
I agree with that.
They can both tie. My prediction is hopefully Rex Grossman don't get in the game, man. That's a bad look for black airheads. Black quarterbacks, man. Rex Grossman get in the game. Because it's wild. It's like, when did Donovan really do that bad for Rex, sexy Rex to get in the game? That's like a bad look, though, nothing, man. Nothing. That's Donovan a bad look. That's a bad look. That's, you know what? I'm going to call Mike Shanahan a racist if Rex Grossman gets in the game. Mark my word.
If he puts Rex Grossman in, I'm jumping on that hate Shanahan.
But let's, man, let's jump into a commercial break. When we get back, we're talking real NFL action.
Yes.
Besides being NBA champions, what do Alonzo Mourning and Sean Elliott share in common? Hi, I'm Dr. Griffin Rogers, bringing you healthy moments from the NIH. I'm the director of the National Institute of Diabetes, Digestive, and Kidney Diseases. During their basketball careers, both Alonzo Mourning and Sean Elliott battled kidney disease and returned to the game after getting transplants. Although they share a unique story, there's nothing unique about kidney disease in our African-American community. We are disproportionately affected by kidney failure, and for some patients, kidney transplantation may be the best treatment option that allows them to live much like they did before their kidneys failed. But here's the problem. The number of organs donated by our community is low, which means it's hard to match kidney donors and recipients. To learn more about kidney donation, visit organdonor.gov or mymagicdc.com. This is Dr. Griffin Rogers. Join me next week for more healthy moments.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. We're about to talk about that good old NFL action. Man, Brett Favre's streak has finally ended. The Bama arms numb and purple. And so, what you think about his streak finally ending in football?
Thank you, Jesus. That's all I can say.
Nah, he's the most selfish dude on the planet, man. Too much coverage about this dude, man. It should have been ended, man.
Yeah, I think, you know, when he hurt his knee or whatever, he should have stopped right there.
It should have been games with the Jets. He probably should have been starting. It's even games when he was with the Packers that Aaron Rodgers should have been playing during his first couple years.
He's not even a top 10 quarterback to me all time. And
I think the most so funny thing about Brett Favre, though, is the analyst when they talk about him.
Nah, I'm about to ask. You say he's not even a top 10 quarterback. What do you think he'll be remembered more for, the streak or his play? Because he holds just about every passing record.
Off of longevity.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about his passing records, for every good passing record he got, he has the bad side of it, too.
No, that's why I'm just throwing it out there for the fellas. I want to know, what y'all think he's going to be more?
Peyton Manning will break the streak record.
Or the record.
Peyton Manning will break all his records. I'll be confident in saying
that. Yeah, he will. Peyton Manning
will
break
his records. Well, I think it'll be up to Peyton Manning. I think if Peyton Manning, say, wins some Super Bowls, he may cut it short, because I think Peyton Manning is not that selfish as a player to continue playing for 20-plus years.
Exactly.
I think that would be the reason if he doesn't break the record.
One Super Bowl title.
And that was like 15 years ago.
He had one MVP that Barry Sanders had.
Right, around the time the Cowboys won.
So I don't. I mean, Brett Favre to me, I agree with Ray. He's one of the most overrated Hall of Fame quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Okay. Especially the way analysts.
Well,
I mean,
Steve Young is number one probably in that category. And well, Brett Favre.
Nah, there's some other guys. There's some other guys.
Number one.
Yeah. Because the way NFL analysts talk about is how great Brett Favre is, but once you ask them if they had to play a championship game, who would they have? Brett Favre name ain't never mentioned.
That's a question for Peter King on Twitter. Would you put in Brett Favre before Randall? Just because they had one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All the picks. He's trying to break Steve DeBerg's record now for the oldest guy to step on the field.
Well, you know the answer to that.
Hey, man. Hopefully the Jim Sturgeon thing screws him up. I mean, for real. Hopefully he won't. He'll lose some points. He won't get in the Hall of Fame because of that. Seriously. If he gets suspended at the end of his career ends because of a text.
A text.
I didn't send inappropriate pics. I just want
to sound like Brett Favre. A text.
But
what you think? What about the players in the games? Any of them stood out for you guys this weekend?
To me, it was Alex Smith. He came back, took a starting job back, had 225 yards and 3 touchdowns. I thought was quite impressive.
Brought you over there, Will.
Me, DeSean Jackson, 4 catches, over 200 yards, and one hell of a touchdown celebration. The ball falling backwards, that was creative.
Oh, goodness. That's a homer pick, so I'm going with Michael Turner, man. 3 touchdowns, even though it's against Carolina. Hey, you beat them up. Beat up the bad teams.
Man, I'm going with the Detroit win. I mean, you would think that Green Bay has enough talent on them, even though they lost Aaron Rodgers, to at least be able to put up more than 3 points to beat a, you know, how many games have Detroit won this year? 2, 3?
I think that's the second win.
Yeah.
No, that's like
at least the third.
Second or third.
Yeah, like so third. I think that was like the game that really stood out to me this weekend. But we about to hop in a recap of our picks, man. The Colts in Tennessee, pretty much all of us had the Colts except for Wally, lost on that one. But Colts game, man, I mean, they win this game. How do you think it's going to affect the AFC South, though, with them winning?
They're going to take it.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with Bray. I think they're going to take it. I just don't think Jacksonville has enough offensive firepower down these last 3 games to be able to sustain that.
The defense is just terrible. Jacksonville defense is terrible. It's not good enough. And their offense, I mean, would match them to the Colts. Their offense isn't good enough to score that many points to me either. So, I mean, I don't see Jacksonville maintaining it at all.
So you guys think this is a game that Peyton needed to pretty much rebound?
No, because, I mean, he's held to a higher pedestal than even Tom Brady. Tom Brady played bad for a long time, but it wasn't covered like when Manning plays bad. He's earned that right because he's played well for so long.
Well, speaking of Jacksonville, they played Oakland this past weekend. Wally, you had the Raiders again, another L, man. What's going on? And Will, you also had Oakland, but me and Ray had the Jacksonville Jaguars. How did Oakland lose? How did they lose this game though? They was pretty much up on them.
They was up until Ford had fumbled, and then all of a sudden, like Jacksonville took it in the score and took the lead for good. You know, basically they lost on the ground. Jacksonville had like 234 rushing yards against Oakland.
Man, me personally, I think they shouldn't even kicked off to the dude. I think he was kind of killing a little bit, but Oakland pretty much lost that game of, you know, last second stuff. They should have won. Wade McFadden was playing.
Jacksonville's fluke. We saw that against the Texans.
But would you at least say Jacksonville has a formidable two-man running attack with Rashad Jennings?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, Jennings had 109 yards rushing, only 5 carries.
Well, did he have? What did he have? Like a 74-yarder?
Hey, that's the second good game. Yeah, good game.
I think that's the only way Jacksonville can win when they have a 2 running back tandem, like when they had Fred Taylor and Jones Drew a couple years ago. That's the only way they can really be able to compete. But another game we had on schedule was St. Louis and New Orleans. All of us pretty much had the Saints winning this game, but. The Rams' chances of winning the game, I mean, it didn't even look like they really could compete with them a little bit.
Had no chance.
Not at all. It was over after the coin toss.
And since the Rams lost and the Saints won, I mean, how would you rank the Saints as far as in the NFC? And also, how would you rank the Rams?
I'll take it first. I think the Rams are, I think the Saints, sorry to say this, Ray, I think they're the best team in the NFC.
You carrying your own team, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just telling the truth. I think that the Saints are the best as far as offensively and defensively. Now, granted, they aren't getting as many turnovers as they did last year, but they're playing more consistent on defense. They're getting off the field on third downs more than last year.
I mean, I disagree. I think in terms of competition, you have to give it to Atlanta, and you have to give it to the Eagles over the Saints. I mean, the Falcons beat the Saints, so it's already there. So the Falcons have to be over the Saints.
Not necessarily.
Don't they play again?
Yeah, they play again.
Not necessarily, because the Eagles beat the Falcons. Eagles beat the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm saying, but in terms of the better record right now, the Falcons beat the Saints at New Orleans. That hole was way more clout than anything.
I will say it was a different New Orleans team at the time. And until you beat the man, you can't beat the man.
I would say let's let the season play out, and then we can talk about the ranking of it. Another game we had picked was New England and Chicago. Me and Ray went with New England. Will said Wally went with Chicago. Man, I don't even know where to even start with this game.
He went to New England.
Oh, my bad. I was just looking at production notes, man. So that's a good win for you there, Will T. Right. But as far as the Patriots, I mean, they kind of exposed the Bears in color. But me personally, I think the weather had a major issue on the game.
I mean, to me, the Bears looked flat to me. I thought they came in, and that was it. They looked flat. You know, they turned the ball over, and that's what it was.
They are who we thought they are.
I don't blame Cutler. The defense got smashed at home in their weather.
Well, since the way the Patriots are playing right now, you think anybody can stop them?
In the AFC? No. I don't think anybody in the AFC can beat. I think it's going to come down to the Super Bowl until they play an NFC team.
Right now, they're like number one in the BCS. I said last week they are. They just beat the Bears, too. Number one in the BCS.
But in another game we had going on was Kansas City and San Diego. Pretty much all of us had San Diego winning that game. But Matt Castle didn't play because his what? Appendix got taken out. What do you have?
Appendicitis.
Yeah. You think Matt Castle not playing made a major difference for this game?
It wouldn't have mattered. They took away the running game. Jamaal Charles only had 40 yards. To me, Castle has had success when they had a running game. So there was no running game, and there's no running game. He wouldn't have succeeded in that when he
very quickly either. They did that because they dared Brody Croyle to beat him. That's the only reason they loaded the box like that. But it's another debate for another time.
Man, I heard Brody Croyle was good.
He is. I love you. He is good. I don't care what you say.
Brody Croyle, me personally, like I think if Castle would have played, they might have put up a couple more points, but they wouldn't have been able to beat the Chargers. But are the Chargers going to be the best team in the AFC West?
Yeah.
Yes. No. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I've been to them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, definitely. They're getting healthier. And even look out for Ryan Matthews. He came back and had a good game against the Chiefs anyway. So look out for him, too.
And the last game we talked about was the Eagles and the Cowboys. Pretty much all y'all went with the Eagles. I went with the Cowboys to try to catch Ray in our records. I already knew. All I mean, right. I told you that.
Yeah, true.
I had to pull a wild card, and that's the only way I could catch Ray. But it was a pretty good game. What do you think the Cowboys do with this loss of this game?
What they do? They just played a better team. They don't have nothing to be ashamed of.
Can Jerry Jones stop coming on the sidelines?
Jerry Jones is a general manager.
Hold up, what do you mean Jerry Jones on the sideline? What owner don't be on the sideline?
Jerry Jones is like the only one.
No, he's not.
Arthur Blank's on the sideline. I hate it when he does it, too.
I mean, it's his team. He paid the bills. He can't be on the sideline.
They always come in like the fourth quarter, too.
I mean, usually that's when the games get, if it's a close game, you see him on the sideline. I mean, that's you want to see the game.
Owner did it last night.
Fourth quarter. He's coherent then.
But Deshaun Jackson was a big tandem in that game. We talked about it earlier with Deshaun Jackson putting over 210 yards. Most of it came on that 91 yarder. Is this the best tandem in football?
I think so. I mean, it's definitely the most explosive tandem in football. I mean, Vic threw for 270 yards and 210 went to Deshaun Jackson. It's the most explosive combination in football going right now.
It's not the explosive, is it the best? Best wide receiver to call.
No, Peyton Manning and Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, I don't say that. I don't think they're the best. I would put them, you know, in the top five, probably around four or five, but I don't think they're in the top three. They haven't played with each other long enough for me to consider them the best tandem. But there's one last question I need to ask y'all guys is, Tashaun Choice asking Michael Vick for an autograph. What you think about this?
I don't have any problem with it. I just think that because it was on TV and there were cameras around, people are making a big deal out of him. But Tashaun Choice probably grew up idolizing Michael Vick.
He knows him when he played at Georgia Tech. He already knew Michael Vick.
So I don't see the big deal. I mean, players do it all the time. Players sign other players' jerseys, shoes, everything. You know, I don't see any problem.
He was a kid when Vic played in Atlanta. He was still in high school. He looks up to him. He said it was for his 2-year-old nephew. Please. His name is Tashard. but it happens all the time in sports. It's overblown, like Will said, because of the cameras.
I think it would have been different if it was for like a pit bull collar or something. Then you could talk about it then. But it was like a glove, though. So, I mean, what was the big deal about it? I mean, who cares?
I agree with you all.
But what's our records looking like for the season so far?
Ray is 26-15. Fish, you're in second place with 24-17. I'm third, 23-18. And Wally is just over 500, bringing up the rear at 21-20.
But we're going to see how them games going to keep going this weekend. The first big game. You know if you get below 500, they're going to consider you the scans.
This ain't 33, but on the pole. God damn, man.
But the big games this weekend we got the Philly and the Giants. Will, you've been talking about your Eagles, so what you got in this game?
I got Philly, of course.
What about you over there, Ray?
You asked me first. I'm going with the Giants.
I control who I get to ask. Of course. But, I'm going to go with the Giants also because they're playing at home. Okay. That's the real reason I'm going with the Giants on this one. About you over there, Wally?
Going Philly.
And the next game we got New Orleans and Baltimore. You know what? Just for you, Ray, I'm going New Orleans. I'm going to say it first. I'm going New Orleans and Chicago.
I'm going with the chicken boxes in your words.
That's what I'm talking about.
Baltimore also.
About you, Juan?
We're going to Ravens. And this is going to be the hardest team the Saints had to see on the
Real
road.
Real quick, Ray Lewis is going to kill Drew Brees. Yeah. Steal his moves before the game? What? That's going to be Andre Johnson butt whooping.
Man, I'd rather see Bernard Hopkins fight Andre Johnson than that dude they talking about, but that's for another topic.
Brees already got a bruise on his face.
But, we got Jacksonville and Indy. I'm going with the Colts here. What about you guys?
Colts.
Then we got Green Bay and New England. I don't expect Aaron Rodgers to play, but what you got over there, Wally?
Aaron Rodgers isn't playing. Like you said, it's going to be New England.
Even if he does play, I'm still going with New England.
New England.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with New England also. Then we got the last game. It's pretty much a big game. We got the Jets and Pittsburgh. I'm going Pittsburgh here, and I'm going blowout. The Jets are struggling.
I'm going with the Steelers and myself. The Jets like to run the ball, and the Steelers take away the run. So I don't see Sanchez doing anything.
I'm going with the Jets. Santonio Holmes exacts his revenge against the Steelers.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
We're about to hop into a commercial break.
Basement, baby.
When we get back, we're going to talk that good old fantasy football.
Oh. Hey, what's up? It's your man Ray Rogers of the Urban Sports Scene. And recently, Will T and I set out on a mission to see what the people think of our show. All right, there's Mike Wilbon right there. Wilbon, what you think of our show, dog?
I should say the next, it's the big thing.
Oh, that's what's up, man. We feel the same way. Coach Rivers, Doc Rivers. There's Doc Rivers. Go ahead, Will T. Get an interview with him.
Coach Rivers, how do you feel about Ray no longer being the host of the Urban Sports Scene?
I mean, Ray, he was absolutely sensational.
Yeah. I feel the same way, man. I thought I was great as the host, but it's all good. Big ups to my man, Fish. There's Alvin Gentry, man. Coach Gentry, what you think about Fish being the host of the Urban Sports Scene?
I've always been a big fan of his.
Oh, so you familiar with him before the Urban Sports Scene when he was host of the Mac Fish Show?
So no, I'm not saying that, okay? No.
So what are you saying? Anyway, man, let's move on. There's President Obama. Obama, my man Will T here, he dissed World Cup, man. What you think about him dissing World Cup?
He's a jackass.
Keep it locked to the Urban Sports Scene, because you never know who's listening.
We about to talk about good old fantasy football here back on the Urban Sports Scene. I don't even know where to start. I would like to, you know, would you like to talk about how our league is going, Will T?
Yeah, I lost to you and Justin.
It's no way.
You and Justin. I lost to you and Justin, so I mean.
Matter of fact, you could buy you and Justin's points. Do you still beat this man?
Hey, how did you feel about that?
What did you do this weekend?
Hey, man, you know, I went to Lag City, didn't do too well. Are you talking about football?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, because you're
a I'm a lottery right? pick. Hey, good pick. I got good pick. We're still a playoff spot. Think about that.
I mean, considering where I had to draft and where I came to, I mean, it's still quite an accomplishment. It's still championship. You know what I mean?
Nah, man, I mean,
technically I lost to two people. But, you know, it is what it is.
I respect you making the playoffs, but I always said you didn't have a team built to win in the playoffs. You had a team to get there because people had bad weeks when you played them. I think you had...
people had bad weeks. I won six games straight, bro. What are you talking about? How do people have bad weeks?
Because if you look at the points, you scored the least points in the league behind Justin.
Okay, but what...
So how do you win like that? If you don't score, people don't score.
I score more than the person I played, right?
Yeah.
So that means
okay,
I won,
if you
want to
take
six in a row.
If 79-74 is how you want to win,
your logic is
me in the same boat.
You lost more than just me and Justin, because I believe you also lost to Judah last week of the regular season.
I didn't care.
Danny Woodhead.
I didn't care.
That messed you up. You the one. You still lost either way. Hey man, we saved you a seat for us, me, Wally, and Justin in the game. Welcome home. Welcome back to reality. Man, you ain't getting no rain, though.
I'll still be at my table by myself. Draft.
You're like Butler. This is Duke basketball right here, dog. He's won several titles, man, and he proved
what
himself.
You? What are you? You never won anything.
Like, here you go.
It's wild how he pulls a card that got a card pulled on him earlier.
I know, right?
Hold on, I'm going to think about who I am. I'm going to get back to you. But I'm going to a championship in one of my leagues.
I mean, yeah. That's
Wally ain't made the playoffs in no leagues.
No, not at all.
He was in seven.
Well, how's your...
I am Gus Johnson in all leagues right now.
Well, how y'all been doing in your other leagues, though?
I mean, I'm 12-2 in my other leagues this season.
Who are those idiots?
No, I mean,
who are those jabronis?
I'm just dominant. And then in my other league, we had the playoffs. I won that game, so I'm moving on to the semifinals.
Nice. I'm going to a championship.
How about you going to a championship?
I'm going to a championship. One league, I got eliminated in the other two.
Man, I had an upset in one of my leagues. I was the top seed, and I got knocked out by the four seed. But in my other two leagues, I'm going to a championship, and I'm going to the second round of my other league.
I'm going to give a shout out to my Urban Sports Scene League. You have Beer 30 and Bronx Knight. Championship Urban Sports Scene League. I'm
my name in one of my leagues, the Urban Sports Scene, and I'm representing going to that championship game.
What's up, man?
Against a Ravens fan, dog. I gotta bring it.
I know.
Well, it doesn't count because it's not with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm representing the scene. I still look. 20 people's in that league. Yeah. Only 4 people made the playoffs. I was the number one seed.
Well, bro. Now that you ain't gonna win the championships and ship, are we gonna not hear your mouth anymore?
No, not really. Because
you really ain't got too much to talk about.
No, I respect that.
Let's see you and Justin. Let's be real. Do I need to pull up the skirt and expose your flawed trading? You lost. I lost to you and Justin.
It's wild how I got flawed trading, but you know what? I spot you 30 points, and you still couldn't beat me.
See, Tomo, you know what? I like your argument in a way. It wouldn't have mattered. I agree with Fish. But 2 weeks ago, you were texting like, yeah, I softened him up.
I did.
You beat him and Justin 2 weeks ago. So you know, all this week.
I'm still waiting for my text messages.
What text messages?
You send everybody else text messages. Where's mine?
I don't have to talk to you. I beat you.
You beat me when? I know a week you didn't beat me.
I beat you. Why would I talk to you?
The week you're supposed to beat me, you didn't.
No, I mean, you Will, won. Man. You won. I mean, you and Justin won. Y'all both. It took two people to take me out. And, you know, if that's how everybody...
If everybody's proud of that, it took two people to take me out.
You know what? How about I do
You're
this?
Like the NWO.
How about I do this?
The NWO. It took two of y'all to get me out.
How about I give you I'm Justin? How about I give you Justin points when we score this week
Steve
to beat me?
You like you like Kevin Nash. You had to come down and then
what's that Steve?
And then what? Scott Hall. You had to come home and then somebody had to come hit me with a chair to take me out. And I understand.
Who's Hollywood Hogan?
I don't know. Great Hollywood Hogan.
Nah, he won titles, baby.
But could you at least got to
congratulations? No, I'm not.
Could you at least got to 100?
Congratulations.
Could you at least got to 100? At least 100.
A lot to you.
At least 100. Man, you talk more trash than I do.
You had to go to back channels to beat me. So congratulations.
Back channels. Oh, I traded with the worst player in the league to beat you.
Yeah, you did. Took the two best players off of the worst guy's team. You know this guy doesn't care about it, but I mean, it's all good. Congratulations to you.
I love excuses. I love excuses.
No, it's not.
It is excuses. Man, let's keep this moving.
It's just me telling
the truth. Let's keep this moving.
In the championship game, you're playing Ron, right? How many championships does Ron have?
One.
Oh, he has one. You're right, Ray. My fault.
No, you're going to win. You're going to win the championship, and I'm proud of you.
Be honest with you, I really don't want to win because I already proved my point playing you.
What's your point? What was your point? Two people to beat me?
My point was to shut your ass up for the rest of the year. You have nothing to say for the rest of the year.
No one will ever shut me up.
You have nothing to say for the rest of the year.
No one will ever shut me up. I will continue to talk because you know why? It took two people to beat me.
You know what, Wally? Like
you're
I told
Illuminati.
You.
You're
like
Illuminati.
I told you on a ride from back home, I'm going to knock the lining out there.
I'll be Villanova. That's who I'll be. You can pin me to a tournament team.
It took a back channel handshake.
Nah.
An agreement to be.
Look here, it's gonna be a lockout next year. If you get a title, you got a long time to brag. That's how I look at it. So yeah, it was important year to meet, man.
I mean,
you know, hey,
the fancy
Aaron Foster, I'm enjoy you one more week, man. In IT, I'm about to win that IT. I'm looking real good over there.
But let's keep it moving on other fantasy news, though. Man, any players stood out to y'all this weekend as far as fantasy-wise?
Rare talked about him. Michael Turner, 112 yards, yeah, three touchdowns.
Darren McFadden.
What about you, Will?
You funny.
He can name other players.
It's the truth.
He can name a couple of
players. Sorry, Mercedes Lewis.
Scored a touchdown. This upcoming week?
No, last week.
Last week.
Yeah.
Fisher's team.
Deshaun Jackson had a good game. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Hey, okay, I'm sorry. Mess y'all ball against Baltimore.
I mean, you know. Go ahead. Throw your
little blouse
your head.
No.
I mean, everybody wants to kiss the king.
He did have a good game.
Everybody want to kick the king when he's down.
Oh, no, I ain't true. But, I mean, everybody regardless of what happened, though, I know
he ain't the king no more.
I still am the king.
You're Bush.
See, when you lose, here's the thing. When you lose the people in this room, you get blown out. And when you win by a little bit.
But I still win, though. A win is a win. See, that's
you ain't win
see,
last
somebody.
Week.
Somebody who hasn't won a championship, you always look at things like that. See, because, you know, when you don't win championships, you're always used to being on the bottom. You're not used to being optimistic and overly seeing things from a championship point of view.
Ever.
I understand that, Ray. I'm going to teach you how to win a championship.
I'm about to win one this weekend.
But you haven't won one collectively amongst us. Have you?
He just couldn't take the L and keep it moving. Man, we got to
take the L. I mean, the L is an
L. That wasn't a regular L, though.
What was it?
It was a century
big
mark.
L.
That was a big L?
You was losing by 100 at one time. I ain't never seen that before.
I thought you got centuried.
That's historic, man. You're going to Fantasy Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, as a champion.
Fish sent his jersey up there.
As a champion. I'm going in as a champion. What are you going
like
in there?
Like Big Green.
I'm going as a contributor. Yeah, like Rocky.
Man, let's keep it moving with this fantasy news, though, man.
This is too entertaining. I'm sorry.
As far as who you guys got going for you, you gonna start this week? Sitters or sleepers? I mean, what you last got going?
I'm sitting Will T.
We had last week though, Wally. I mean, one of your starts was Malcolm Floyd, who had a great game against the Chiefs.
He had two touchdowns and 51 yards.
You had a sit John Kitna. I mean, he put up halfway decent numbers. Wasn't really
nah,
a,
I was wrong,
a great
I was
game.
Wrong with that. I was flat out wrong.
Your sleeper Carson Palmer.
Flat out wrong with that too. Flat out wrong.
Man, you had a bad week of football,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I did, man. I said
start Drew Brees. You know what he did for me. I said sit Matt Schaub, but in reality, he had a good fantasy game, but bad reality because he caught some threw an interception for a touchdown and cost him the game at the end. I had a sleeper with Mike Tolbert. He put up some points, but just not enough points for others. But
you and Justin got a victory. I mean, I understand that. You and Justin should go to Philly and buy Justin a cheesesteak. And y'all should celebrate.
Nah, you know what though? Outside of games, whenever you pick somebody and it's wrong, you try to justify it. Like Matt Shaw was, you were wrong.
I said he had a good fantasy game.
You should believe he blew the game.
Yeah, you can't. You were wrong. He had a good fantasy game, but he blew the game.
He had a good fantasy week.
That's
not fair.
He pointed out that he was wrong, and then you just
tried to slide by with, oh, mess y'all through the pick.
You know what?
I picked that.
That's messed up. You know what, Ray? Last week I apologized to you, man. You know what?
It had nothing to do with the fences here. No, it had nothing to do with that, though. I respect. I called you Duke. What else do you want?
I'm talking about. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, Sean, he could kill, but
thank
he
you.
Did blow the game, though. I mean, tell the truth. He blew the game.
He didn't blow a fantasy game.
He could mess up our records right now. He blew the game. Our records would be totally different right now. Wally probably be just barely 500.
Hang on, man. Jay Little.
But now, let's keep
Kevin
it going.
Kevin Eubanks. Yo, that's your
let's keep it going. Who you guys got starting, sitting, sleepers, and what's going on over this week? Who you guys got?
I'm starting ATO's defense against the interception throwing Hasselbeck.
What about you over there, Will?
Oh, I'm starting Arian Foster.
You can say it because you ain't know what you about to pick. Give me Kenny Britt. You know, he's going to the Houston Texans weak secondary. Not Randy Moss. Kenny Britt.
Man, I don't even know where to even go.
Man, that was my ship.
Yeah, man. Be honest with you, I'm going to go with, I say start Pittsburgh defense, even though they're playing the Jets. I mean, I think they're going to dominate the Jets. As far as people you're going to sit, sleepers, who anybody got going,
I'm
going
to sit Will T and probably Ray Rice.
You should sit yourself. Sit yourself in the dust corner without a championship. That's what you do.
Who would you pick, man?
You
would have done you.
Shut up. I'm going to sit Aaron Rodgers because you know why? Because he probably won't play this week.
Sound like
y'all going to sit together? What about you over there, Wally?
Yeah, I'm going to sit LT. He's going against the Steelers defense.
Oh, my guy, I'd probably say sit this week is Ivory from the Saints. But a sleeper I got going is probably Colson. I think they can take advantage of
Yeah, I'm
Baltimore
sleeping with Drew Brees. I think he's going to be decent this week.
I'm sleeping with Chad Henning.
You sleeping with him? I'm sleeping with Chad.
Right. That ain't even sound right.
What about
Chad
you?
Hicks must be with. That sound better.
What about you, Will? We'll let you end sleeping. The show off some type of success.
I'm a go with sit Ronnie Brown from the Dolphins.
He been sitting all year. I mean, that's just
you know who he playing against? He plays the Bills.
I know.
The so worst defense.
But I still don't think he's going to be able to get that many yards against the Bills.
Jeez. How about we do this, Will? If Ronnie Brown doesn't do nothing, you know what? We might apologize for the way we treated you. But if Ronnie Brown get out.
Apologize for what? I'm a king.
You're the king?
You don't
have a throne anymore.
Yes, I do.
Just your own game?
No, who's the champion? Me. I'm still a champion. So what are you talking about? So I can continue to talk.
You got a few days left. We'll let you go ahead.
I mean,
we'll
if that's
you
how you see it, if that's how you see it.
You only have a few days left with your title.
I have a dynasty,
hey, what happens there?
No.
My dynasty reigns forever.
Dynasties win more than one.
What happens there? Time
right now, you're nothing but the Saints and a couple other teams.
What happens there in the championship game?
I don't know. I'm still a champ.
Ask Keith.
I'm still a champ. That's what happens.
Hey, you picking 7th in the draft. I'm picking 5th. You're
picking
like 2 spots away from me.
I'm
it's not a big
third.
Deal.
I'm picking
I know it isn't.
It's 100 points.
See, you're already losing your voice in this argument, man.
I'm already sick. That's why.
Man, let's hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're talking college football.
This is President Barack Obama. In the story of America, the greatest chapters are moments of challenge. When we see people serving their country and one another. Volunteers who step forward into hospital corridors and church basements, along levees and fire lines. And the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
A message from Renew America Together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Team, man. We're about to talk about some good old college football. Before we get into that, let's talk about our Apple G's folks, man. Let's tell them how it reaches over there, Will T.
BlowTorkRadio.com/AppleJesus.
Every Sunday at 9 Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Mountain Standard Time?
Oh, Nickelodeon, huh?
Man, wow.
Mountain. That's TBS, 505 Eastern Time.
But nah, we've been having a lot of fun. We're doing the Apple Juice thing. We're about to switch over to a little bit of college basketball in the upcoming weeks. I think currently we're going to be talking about that as college football winds down with the championship, the Heisman trophies, and the bowl games. That's going to come up in a couple weeks.
Represent the area college teams, please.
So I let them know about your Georgetown and everything.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I see if I can plug some Eastern Shore. I think we got like a top 1,000 player this year in high school recruiting. So.
What?
Top 1,000. Top 1,000. We at least get one of them.
I saw another L. That's all I saw on the ticker.
Who we lose to, like Lincoln Tech? I don't know, man.
Evansville.
I don't follow Eastern Shore. I didn't know.
All
right.
Hey.
They got
man, I don't even know what he was saying.
Old Dominion beat them 81-35.
Let's talk about some college football. Florida hires Will Muschamp from Texas. What you guys think about that hiring?
What, you want to go first?
I think it's a good hiring. I mean, Will Muschamp has experience in the SEC. He graduated from Georgia. With my understanding, he had some coaching experience at Auburn, so he's familiar with the area. People have long heralded him as a good recruiter. His players at Texas always seem to produce for him, no matter what the level of talent. So I am kind of wary because Florida is one of those elite jobs.
Yeah.
So I want to know how he would handle it, especially because he doesn't have any head coaching experience. But I think it's a good hiring for them.
Go ahead, Juan.
Well, for me, you know, usually Florida to me gets offensive-minded coaches, and this is my only fear that he's a defensive-minded individual. So that my only fear that, you know, that might hurt. Because, you know, Florida brings in a lot of athletes and a lot of offensively gifted athletes, too. So that's my only fear. But in terms of coming, he's coming from a big program. So I'm just interested to see what he's going to do.
Well, my only problem with hiring him is the type of system that he's going to bring. Me, personally, if I'm Florida, I would have targeted either Boise State's coach, Peterson, or I'd have targeted TCU's coach. The reason being is, think of the type of systems they run are pretty much a little bit of the same similar standard that Florida runs, and they almost recruit similar type players, but they're not as five-star players. And at the same time, look at the type of success Florida had last time they went after a coach like Urban Meyer when he was at Utah. Pretty much in the same type of role he was producing at Utah is what Boise State and TCU was producing. So that's
like
you
said, like that creative mind, like Steve Spurrier, Meyer, and now we got a defensive coach. I mean, it would be good to go with.
Because last time they went defensive coach, that's when they didn't have a good successful run. Even though he was able to recruit, but he didn't know what to do on offense.
But it's not hard to recruit him when you're in Florida.
But another Florida school we have to talk about as far as hiring a coach, the Miami Hurricanes hired Al Golden. What you guys think about Al Golden?
I like the hiring. Miami. No, actually, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't like it because typically Florida is the one they recruit on the East Coast more than Miami does. If I'm correct, right?
Well, Miami usually recruits a lot from like South Florida. Florida
exactly.
Recruits a lot from the actually Florida recruits a lot, gets a lot of players even from the D.C. area because one of their assistant
Florida,
coaches
right? Is right. Miami recruits. Doesn't. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how he's going to recruit being that he's, you know, from this side of town.
Who? Al Golden?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's an excellent hire, actually, because for a few simple reasons. Actually, Miami, this is a program that hasn't been stable in a long time. Al Golden will bring stability to their program. Another point is Miami has one of the lowest GPAs for their football player. Al Golden was actually responsible for the highest increase in player GPA, increasing it at Temple. And also, he has a very good track record in recruiting, and he helped build that Temple program up. So Miami, you already have the foundation there. You have the boosters. You have the connections with the high school. I just think Al Golden to come over. And I think within 4 years, I think he'll have him contending for a national championship.
And they say what Will was talking about, what he did to Temple, man. It's amazing. Temple had never been in the bowl game in 30 years. And Al Golden got them to two bowl games with his first, I want to say, within his first 3 years.
My only thing with hiring Al Golden is you don't get too much of an increase in coaching than him and Randy Shannon. I think if you'd have went for Rutgers coach, even though Al Golden has ties to Miami, Rutgers coach has even better ties to Miami than Al Golden does. But at the same time, me personally, I think Butch Davis is about to leave North Carolina. And when Miami had the best talent, was with Butch Davis, so I'd have brought him back down there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, would you, anything?
No. Shiano doesn't want to leave Rutgers, according to what I'm hearing. So
I think because he's established so much credibility for Rutgers now, I think he's going to stick that.
I like the Gruden pick.
If Gruden wanted to come.
See, my thing about the Gruden pick was, when's the last time you seen a good Miami Hurricane quarterback? It's been like 30 years.
You don't need one.
So, but we about to hop into a commercial break. We get back, we talk NBA action.
What should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Should I remind you that I've done this before?
Should I give you a history lesson?
What should I do? Should I tell you how much fun we had? And the number one pick, LeBron James. So, this went well. Should I really believe I ruined my legacy? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Should I have my tattoo removed? Want to see my shiny new shoes? Should I just sell shoes? Shiny new shoes? Or should I tell you, I am not a role model? Hi, Chuck. Seriously, what should I do? Should I tell you I'm a championship chaser? Did it for the money? Rings? Should I be who you want me to be? Should I accept my role as a villain? Maybe I should just disappear. Should I stop listening to my friends? They're my friends. Should I try acting?
You just gotta deal with the heat, man. Be patient. After a while, the temperature drops and everything is free and easy.
Should I be writing this down? Should I make you laugh?
Or should I read you a soulful poem? Shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. But still, like air, I'll rise.
Or should we just clear the decks and start over? Coming through here! What should I do? Should I be who you want me to be?
I'm not afraid. Yeah.
It's been a ride.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. We about to talk that good old NBA action right now. Man, the Lakers and Wizards were playing tonight. And we was talking something to the commercial break. I didn't want to slip. But the Lakers and Wizards played tonight. The game just ended. It ain't look too good. I mean, what was the score?
103 to 89, I believe.
That sound like a visit to park, right?
Yeah, sound like a visit to park.
Hopefully, Bama's don't be following around Lamar Odom, Lawton Mipple out there in the world, following Lamar Odom around like Chloe. So.
Yeah, I can see if it was Vince Carter. I know, he did wear his jersey with no shirt.
And this one, he was averaging like 9 points. He was averaging like 9 points, too.
But I don't even want to talk about the Wizards because they're terrible right now. Let's talk about that Miami Heat right now. They're on a 9-game winning streak. What do you think the reason why they're winning so much lately?
Cleveland.
I think the Cleveland game brought them all together. And I think what people don't understand is it took a little while for them to learn how to play together.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and Chris Bosh.
I was going to bring up a point that I know, Wally, we talked about when we was watching the game the other night, is you made a good point about how when Dwayne Wade and LeBron, when one's not on the court, it allows the other one to have success and switch off. And I thought that was a great point you brought up. You want to elaborate on that more?
Yeah, they switch off. What happens, they can't, be on the floor together at the moment. The spacing is off because either one of them aren't really shooters, they're scorers. So the spacing is off just a tad bit. To me, The reason why they're even playing better ball isn't like LeBron or Chris Bosh, because they've been playing pretty good of late. It's been more Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade's averaged 27 points during this 9-game winning streak. Prior to that, his J's been off and everything. So I would like to say Dwayne Wade has stepped up his game, and that's why they're winning games right now.
Also, one thing I observed was they're pushing the ball a lot more after misses. Once they get the rebound on defense, they're pushing the ball up and getting in the open court a lot.
Did you want to contribute something over there, Ray?
Nah, I mean, you all made decent points, but the role players are much more comfortable playing with these guys at this point now. So,
but would you consider them the best team in the Eastern Conference now?
No.
Who would you think the best team would be?
Boston Celtics.
Still Boston?
Yeah.
I still think the championship goes to Boston.
Yeah, I mean, where Miami's weak at, Boston's strong at. They still have bigs.
That's who you are, Boston. You got one title, man.
They got Shaq. Jermaine
I had the big three, baby. Big running back.
You know who he's like? He's like the Knicks. They won a championship a while ago. And speaking of the Knicks, we're a Knicks fan. They're on an 8-game winning streak right now. They're 16-9. I'm sorry about that. What you think been a big difference for your squad over there?
The big difference has been Amari Stoudemire. Also, a difference that's paid a lot of dividends for Amari is having Ronnie Turioff. That's a guy who can step over and play defense as a center Amari Stoudemire doesn't have to.
No, you went like in left field. I thought you was gonna bring up Felton.
No, I want to get to Felton.
You know he take 10 minutes. I'm gone.
My bad. Go ahead.
We'll go. Listen to Ray, man.
All right, now having a guy like Ronnie Terry off defending the center position allows Amari Stoudemire to slide over from the weak side and get blocks, and also Raymond Felton. Raymond Felton, he's the ideal point guard for a Mike D'Antoni system.
Yeah, I agree with what Will was talking about. In D'Antoni's offense, a good point guard makes him go. And for the last couple of years, he didn't have a good point guard. Now he has a point guard that loves to push. This is Raymond Felton's system. He played this in North Carolina.
That's what he's
successful at.
That's right.
D'Antoni, I mean, he's got a point guard. He has his point guard, and now the Knicks are flying high from it.
You notice when you have a Duke point guard like Chris Duhon, and then you get a North Carolina dude, how it just changes everything. It's crazy. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
But the way Stoudemire has been playing, will you consider him a front runner for the MVP?
At this point, absolutely. I don't see any other player who's really stepped up to the forefront as a MVP candidate, aside for maybe Deron Williams and maybe Chris Paul. But I think Amari Stoudemire, has to be one of the front runners.
Just look at it. This team was pretty much losing for a couple of years. Now they're 16-9. I mean, they're 7 games above .500. No one would have thought it at this point. People thought they got Amari. They would say, okay, they're improved. They'll be a good team.
People thought they,
you know, bottom of the East can get into the playoffs probably as a seventh, sixth seed. Right now, they're competing, honestly, other than Boston, competing for like a 2-3 seed. He has to be up there in terms of MVP.
Well, let me ask y'all guys this then. If you think Stoudemire is a front runner, you think people may not lose respect, but considering that he's in D'Antoni's offense, the same offense he ran in Phoenix, that he probably should already be doing the same thing he was doing in Phoenix, so it really isn't a really major difference.
Well, he's averaging more.
Right? I mean, I'm just saying, they think he should probably be contributing the same thing.
The players around, he has less talent around him now than he did in Phoenix.
Well, I'll say this. In my opinion, back over there, it's hard to get that credit in Phoenix when you're playing with Steve Nash. Mm-hmm. He's playing now. In this team, he's known as the leader. So that's what makes it better. He is the leader in New York right now.
Well, all this Knicks talk is we got to bring up Melo, because that's been a heated debate the past few days. Is Melo's pretty much said that he's either going to Knicks or nobody else. I mean, how do you guys feel about that?
Well, I love it.
Go ahead.
I love it. I mean, I think if we get Carmelo Anthony along with Amari Stoudemire and you give us maybe one or two shooters, I think we can contend for the Eastern Conference Championship.
Well, I'll say this. I'm interested to see how that works, because now Amari is getting the attention that he really wanted. And if he gets Melo, that attention goes away. And I want to know if Amari really wants that.
I think New York is big enough for both of them.
I don't know. Amari's liking to being the leader. He is now the leader in New York. Now, Melo gets there, Melo will probably be a leader, because Melo is just a better. He's the supreme talent. Well, he's the talented player.
My thing about Melo and the Knicks is this. I think if Melo puts 100% and staying where he's at, he probably has a better chance of getting to the conference and finals than going to the East. Because when he goes to the East, Miami's team is not going to lose any players no time soon, and neither is Orlando. So when he goes to the East, is he going to be able to contend against them on that Knicks team?
Well, I mean, I'll say this. Raymond Felton is a good point guard.
Yeah.
He is a very good point guard. If Melo decides to go, then they're going to play good team ball. You have Amari, Melo.
Well, I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about for the future-wise. Because if you also talk about now, you also have to throw Boston in that mix.
Well,
I'm talking about temporary. The future-wise, say in the next. If he would have goes to the Knicks and say, well, he gets a three or five year deal he gets, during that time span, you think he's going to be able to compete for a championship?
If they get Chris Paul, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, if Felton, like my whole thing is Felton plays at this level, they won't need to get Chris Paul. That's money you don't have to throw at Chris Paul. You can do another situation, another position.
Yeah, well, Chris Paul wasn't better than Felton in college.
Yeah, I mean, Felton's averaging 18-9.
He hasn't done it in the playoffs yet.
That's
Chris
true.
Paul has, so yeah. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they don't bring Isaiah Thomas back. But we about to go to one of y'all favorite segments. We about to go hard in that paint. Go ahead and play that for us there, Walter.
Here you go.
Flocka! Man, a recap on our players, Walter, you was the only one that had a player, man. Because you know how I go with the NBA.
I picked up Gilbert Arenas last week. He averaged 21, including a 23-point game against the Lakers last week. Too bad he couldn't probably do it this week, but last week.
Y'all dudes try to give me Richard Jefferson. Sorry, I didn't want to.
Man, it was like a little brain freeze. We was searching.
It's okay. For this week, I'm sticking with the Spurs. I'm going with DeJuan Blair. his last three games, he's averaged 13 and 10. Against Golden State, he dropped 15 and 13. Against ATL, he dropped 16 and 12. And he had 8 points and 6 boards in his last games against Portland. They've all been winning. The Spurs are streaking. He's getting more and more playing time, averaging about 25, 26 minutes a game. And then next 4 games until our next show is they play the Bucks at home tomorrow. Thursday they play at Denver. That's going to be a tough one. They're home against Memphis on Saturday, and Monday night before our next show they're home against Phoenix. So I expect DeJuan Blair to average a double-double.
Yeah, well, my information is detailed is great. That's a good one. Mine's Devin Harris. He averaged 16.3 points a game, so you know I'm going with Devin Harris.
I don't have NBA TV, and I'm not picking any players until at least NFL season is over with, and at least fantasy, because that's the only thing I have good going for me right now is sports, because my regular NFL squad sucks. So I'll let me in about another week or two. What about you, Lil G?
I'm going to go with... Clearly, I was not prepared for this. But since I'm going to do it on the fly, I'm going to go with Westbrook from Oklahoma City. He's been... playing ball.
He can play MVP. You ain't give the standard statement how he's been playing ball. He's been pushing the ball up the court, pissing off the Durant and Jeff Green.
He's been playing at an MVP level thus far this year.
You like a month late. Even
oh,
I know that.
Lord,
his play is going down a little bit. At least you could have picked one of your wild players as usual, like a Steve Francis. Is he still in the league?
No.
Or?
No. Scholar, she bought that back.
Yeah. But Wally, let these folks know how to reach us before we wrap up this show.
You can view this or listen to anything we say at www.wallyo.podbeam.com, or you know, just email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com, or you can search us on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, even YouTube.
And I'm starting my own personal website, www.championship baby.
You probably losing that.
Yeah, that's going to have to be beeped out.
You probably losing that league. You probably already losing now a couple points.
Nah, I'm not losing
the league. Don't forget to check out
when
me.
Money's on the line. I step up. I produce. I'm a clone.
You know what? Check out me and Will T on Apple G's on every Sunday night. You can also check out Ray and Wally on the Sports Crib. So they come on Thursday. Check them out this Thursday.
9:00 p.m. Eastern time.
But that wraps up another episode of Urban Sports Scene. We check you guys out next week, same time, same place.
Championship.